Right, do you want to hear about this first story? British Airways. Yes. Their flight attendants are incensed at the moment about the company's policy to retire them at 55.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't think it's right for the company to force them to retire.
I think they're right.
When they are still...
I mean, British Airways are right, aren't they?
What, forcing them to retire?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You see, people are nervous enough getting on planes. You don't want to be faced with the grim spectre of death. Which is, I mean, it is. Beware, look, reveal the ravages of age. No, you don't want that. You're nervous enough getting on a plane. You do not want to stare into the abyss. Does it matter? Does it matter what happens on this flight? Look at me. Want to end up like this? That's it. So, you know, you don't want to will yourself onto these things. No. What are they saying, anyway?
Well, they're saying that they should have a right to work beyond the age of 55.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's absolutely correct, that people should be allowed to work until whatever age they wish.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also right for a company to decide who they want to employ.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to employ people below the age of 55, they should be allowed to do so also.
Uh-huh. Should they be able to choose anybody that they want to employ?
Yes, of course they do. Okay. I mean,
wanted to employ people who were, say, white.
White.
That would be wrong.
Is age right and race wrong?
Because they're two completely different issues. You're talking about the ability of somebody to do some particular job.
Uh-huh.
For instance,
but how about if they're kind of, you know, something they, you know, they're all withered and drooping, and then they call everyone Sonny.
Sonny, on the plane. Well, we'll be up in the air no time, boy. That old Wilbur Wright, he was a guy.
No, see, that's all I'm worried.
You're not talking about Homer Simpson's father.
Exactly what I am talking about. I don't want to be greeted on plane. I want, you know, I hate to say this because it's retro language, but I want somebody. Some leggy redhead, and so do you, sister, to welcome me aboard my flight, not Grandpa Simpson.
Take a sheet, pick any sheet, I don't care. Oxygen mask, give me the oxygen mask now. And we'll be round with bacon sandwiches in a moment.
No, I want... Good morning, sir. How are you? You're aware of the club, aren't you, sir? All of that kind of thing. That's what I want, and so do British Airways. So, what is this? Is there going to be a strike?
You see, it doesn't bother me who serves me on board the plane, as long as they do their job correctly.
Yeah.
But I still think it's right for an employer to decide who he was.
And pilots, how do you feel about pilots being old?
Well, I think they have to retire at a certain age also, don't they?
Yeah, but that's it. That's what I'm saying, is it?
Hmm.
You don't want to hear from behind the cabin door, do you? New York, Dad! We're going to New York. Remember New York? That's where we're going, Dad. Now start the plane. New York! Yeah, America! That's it, good. You don't want to hear that, do you? You want the confident fella who sells cigarettes and that. What's going to happen with this?
Well, I think the company will probably win this particular argument.
Mm-hmm.
The current flight attendants are not happy about being forced to retire. But I think, you know, being able to retire at an early age should be something that you should rejoice over, you know.
Yeah. Only if you've got money. If you've got a few quid, of course. We'll keep the riffraff out. I mean,
cabin staff at BA at 55, I'm sure, have huge pensions.
But see, the thing is, well, it'll behoove us to go anywhere near this, of course, because the BBC, I mean, let's keep looking at the screen and see how many people over the age of, say, 30, we can see it. Let's have a look. Let's keep looking. There's not one there. No, there's not one. Oh, they're showing some long boats, but they'll show only 25-year-olds on the longboats. I think this is the industry which is most guilty of that crime, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, there was one particular air hostess on one of the flights. I'm not going to tell you which airline.
There are two more people on screen, both of them under 30.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was one particular airline that I went on.
Yeah.
And the air hostess, I think she should be retired now because, I mean, she was ever so cranky.
Go on.
Yeah, I mean, I flew back from Singapore to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to make an emergency stop in Bombay because mm-hmm. there was something not right about the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And because it was an emergency stop over the Christmas holidays,
mm-hmm.
in fact, it was New Year's Eve,
yeah.
the airport wasn't prepared for us.
Yeah.
And so we ran out of food.
Right.
Yeah. And I have a slight stomach complaint, and
don't add this to the itinerary of things we can rag you about every morning. You have a slight stomach complaint.
I do. I did have, but I'm okay now.
Let's draw a veil over that.
Yeah, we will.
You have a slight stomach complaint.
Yeah, that's right. And I asked the air hostess if I could have a biscuit.
All right.
And then she launched into this.
Cork it up. Haven't got a large sponge. Yes, go on.
I was prepared, you know, for all kinds of emergencies, and my wife and I had already eaten our Chelsea buns and all the other things that we took on board the plane. And I just asked for a biscuit.
Yes.
And then she launched into this John Cleese act, and she said, biscuit? Biscuit? She said, if I give you a biscuit, everybody will want a biscuit, though, won't they? I was absolutely incensed. I said, all I'm asking for is a biscuit. You know, because
and on basis of that one anecdote, you want all people over there to show it.
Well, David, we're out of time, but I think we got the gist of that story, and it's nice to know that David is so concerned about management union relations. And he's virtually the show's shop steward, as we now know.